what do you call soft cornbread that's served in a bowl with a spoon? I think you fix it sort of like you fix grits and that sort of thing.
Well, I'm supposed to do that when I'm going to, that's the way I make my hush puppies. I mix it in a bowl, you see, my hush puppies, that's what I fix them.
No, what she's talking about, Mother, is cornmeal mush. She's talking about like your cornmeal mush or, now she makes a cornmeal soup. Takes her a piece of chicken or a little piece of beef or something and boils it when she's sick especially. And she puts some cornmeal in it and makes a broth-like soup.
Sounds good.
It's really good. Oh, I did it so many times when I was sick. I couldn't hold nothing else on my stomach. But the cornmeal mush, I have never heard Mother even making that. Back in the Indian days, about when you had your mush.
Uh-huh.
Now, North Georgia people, I think they used to eat cornmeal mush, but around here they eat grits or hominy.
Okay. What do you call bread that's in loaves made with white flour? Just the kind you buy at the store.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, Mother used to, had my daddy made all of his flour. And Lord and Mother could make the shoe and always called it the loaf bread. Make it out, she had all of her flour and she had to use the baking powders and all good, and she could make some of the prettiest loaf bread jersey out of that plain flour.
Mm-hmm. Well, some kinds of bread don't use baking powder, but they use something else to make it rise.
Yeast. Uh-huh. Yeast, that's right. Mother put yeast in it. And let it sit a while, cook it, let it sit a while, and then put it in a big loaf, big old loaf pan, put that in the big wood stove, that was just delicious. That's right.
Yeah. Out of the oven.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, what do you call a round pastry about that big with a hole in the center of it? It's sweet. You eat it with a cup of coffee.
Well, most of people call it a donut.
Okay. Are they called anything different depending on whether they're made with baking powder or with yeast?
I just donuts.
Uh-huh.
And I cook them a lot myself.
Oh, good.
You cook them and cut them out, but you don't have a cup to cut them out. Fry them and make them all your own donuts. Sprinkle with some box sugar. Makes good.
Okay. And what do you call round flat cakes that are made with white flour and you cook them on a greased skillet?
Oh, that's called pancakes.
Okay. Have you always called them that?
Oh, it was first of all.
Hoe cakes, Mother.
Well, that's hoe cakes. You make that up. This is pancakes. You pour your griddle in it. That's what I call a pancake.
Okay.
Flat dry.
And what do you call meat from the side of a hog that's salted but not smoked?
Bacon.
Okay, and what do you call pressed meatloaf made from the hog dung and hog head?
That's a lot of people say sour meats and a lot of people say hog head cheese. But now this week I made some little pudding this week.
Oh.
But mostly my people back in my and mama always called it sour meat. But we always now mostly called it a hog head cheese,
Uh-huh.
But sour meat is what I was raised from, that was just sour meat.
Okay. What do you call a hard thing that's in the middle of a cherry?
Well, I would call it a cord, are you going to see, wouldn't you?
Okay, yeah, I would too. What about the hard thing in the middle of the peach?
That's a seed.
Okay.
Pit.
Hmm?
Pit. Heard you use the word pit. Called the hard part in the middle of the chair or something is a pit.
And a peach is a seed.
And no, in the plum is what I was talking about. You call it a plum, called a pit.
Uh-huh. What name do you have for the kind of a peach whose meat sticks to the seed?
Oh, that's a press.
Okay, and what about the other kind of
a press? That's clear seed.
Okay.